Chapter 36. Jarvis Morrow walked home from the high school commencement with Anne and told her his woes.
"You'll have to run away with her, Jarvis. Everybody says so. As a rule, I don't approve of elopements."
I said that like a teacher of 40 years' experience, thought Anne with an unseen grin.
"But there are exceptions to all rules."
"It takes two to make a bargain, Anne. I can't elope alone. Dovey is so frightened of her father, and I can't get her to agree. And it wouldn't be an elopement, really. She'd just come to my sister Julia's, Mrs. Stevens, you know, some evening. I'd have the minister there, and we could be married respectably enough to please anybody, and go over to spend our honeymoon with Aunt Bertha in Kingsport. Simple as that. But I can't get Dovey to chance it. The poor darling has been given in to her father's whims and crotchets so long she hasn't any willpower left."
"You'll simply have to make her do it, Jarvis."
"Great, Peter, you don't suppose I haven't tried, do you, Anne? I've begged till I was black in the face. When she's with me, she'll almost promise it, but the minute she's home again, she sends me word she can't. It seems odd, Anne, but the poor child is really fond of her father, and she can't bear the thought of his never forgiving her."
"You must tell her she has to choose between her father and you."
"And suppose she chooses him?"
"I don't think there's any danger of that."
"You can never tell," said Jarvis gloomily. "But something has to be decided soon. Can't go on like this forever. I'm crazy about Dovey. Everybody in Summerside knows that. She's like a little red rose just out of reach. I must reach her, Anne."
"Poetry is a very good thing in its place, but it won't get you anywhere in this instance, Jarvis," said Anne coolly. "That sounds like a remark Rebecca Dew would make, but it's quite true. What you need in this affair is plain, hard common sense. Tell Dovey you're tired of shilly-shallying and that she must take you or leave you. If she doesn't care enough for you to leave her father for you, it's just as well for you to realize it."
Jarvis groaned.
"You haven't been under the thumb of Franklin Westcott all your life, Anne. You haven't any realization of what he's like." "Well, I'll make a last and final effort. As you say, if Dovey really cares for me, she'll come to me. And if she doesn't, I might as well know the worst. I'm beginning to feel I've made myself rather ridiculous."
If you're beginning to feel like that, thought Anne, Dovey had better watch out.
Dovey herself slipped into Windy Poplar's a few evenings later to consult Anne.
"What shall I do, Anne? What can I do? Jarvis wants me to elope, practically. Father is to be in Charlottetown one night next week attending a Masonic banquet. It would be a good chance. Aunt Maggie would never suspect. Jarvis wants me to go to Mrs. Stevens and be married there."
"And why don't you, Dovey?"
"Oh, Anne, do you really think I ought to?"
Dovey lifted a sweet, coaxing face.
"Please, please make up my mind for me. I'm just distracted."
Dovey's voice broke on a tearful note.
"Oh, Anne, you don't know Father. He just hates Jarvis. I can't imagine why. Can you? How can anybody hate Jarvis? When he called on me the first time, Father forbade him the house and told him he'd set the dog on him if he ever came again, our big bull. You know they never let go once they take hold. And he'll never forgive me if I run away with Jarvis."
"You must choose between them, Dovey."
"That's just what Jarvis said," wept Dovey. "Oh, he was so stern. I never saw him like that before. And I can't live without him, Anne."
"Then live with him, my dear girl. And don't call it eloping. Just coming into Summerside and being married among his friends isn't eloping."
"Father will call it so," said Dovey,
swallowing a sob.
"But I'm going to take your advice, Anne. I'm sure you wouldn't advise me to take any step that was wrong. I'll tell Jarvis to go ahead and get the license, and I'll come to his sister's the night Father is in Charlottetown."
Jarvis told Anne triumphantly that Dovey had yielded at last.
"I'm to meet her at the end of the lane next Tuesday night. She won't have me go down to the house for fear Aunt Maggie might see me, and we'll just step up to Julia's and be married in a brace of shakes. All my folks will be there, so it'll make the poor darling quite comfortable. Franklin Westcott said I should never get his daughter. I'll show him he was mistaken.